Why do we keep making the same mistakes? You promise yourself you'll finally start that project, yet find yourself scrolling through social media instead. You spare off junk food, then devour an entire pizza at midnight. You know that relationship is toxic, but you stay anyway. This isn't weakness, it's neuroscience. We're operating with two distinct mental systems that often work against each other, and understanding this internal conflict is the first step toward genuine transformation. Think of your mind as hosting two separate tenants who rarely communicate effectively. Your conscious self lives in the neocortex, thoughtful and deliberate, capable of planning your future and analyzing complex problems. Meanwhile, your automatic self operates beneath awareness, efficiently handling 99% of daily functioning, breathing, heartbeat, emotional reactions, and deeply ingrained habits. This automatic system isn't just managing your bodily functions. It's making countless decisions based on unconscious motives, outdated assumptions, and denied feelings. The automatic self creates trouble through four main channels: snap judgments formed by inherent prejudices, faulty logic patterns that jump to conclusions, social influences shaping behavior without awareness, and distorted assumptions rooted in past experiences. Someone might automatically tense around authority figures due to childhood experiences, even when the current situation calls for relaxed engagement. These patterns feel natural because they've become physically embedded in your brain through repeated use. Your brain physically changes through neuroplasticity. College jugglers showed visible growth in visual motor regions after 3 months. Piano players developed enlarged brain areas in just 5 days. Remarkably, mental rehearsal alone produced nearly identical changes. Visualization strengthened neural pathways like physical practice. This explains stubborn habits. Old neural pathways don't erase. They lie dormant, ready for reactivation. Breaking patterns requires training your automatic self to make wiser, unconscious decisions. Mental attitudes directly affect physical health. Positive self-assumptions correlate with longer life, fewer heart attacks, and faster wound healing. Those with positive aging attitudes live 7.5 years longer. Chronic anxiety damages the hippocampus, visible in scans of abuse victims and veterans. Your brain organizes experiences into your assumptive world, implicit beliefs about how life works. These emotional patterns make the world predictable but resist change because your automatic self interprets everything through established neural pathways, limiting what you perceive. Happy, confident people harbor helpful delusions, believing they're more honest, ethical, and impartial than average. We credit successes to talent while blaming failures on circumstances. These illusions become physically embodied in brain structure. Research shows 93% of drivers rate themselves above average, and most consider themselves more intelligent, attractive, and ethical than peers. When evidence contradicts our self-image, we rationalize failures, selectively forget embarrassments, and distort unflattering memories. Damaging assumptions include believing intelligence is fixed rather than learnable. When students believe intelligence can develop, performance improves dramatically. Other destructive patterns: underestimating task duration, trying not to think about something, which backfires, judging ourselves by intentions but others by actions, and preferring immediate small rewards over delayed larger ones. We surround ourselves with like-minded friends, choose unchallenging work, and consume confirming media. This selective attention becomes dangerous when we miss warning signals, ignoring health symptoms, or dismissing financial troubles. Powerful emotions like fear often operate outside awareness, driving self-destructive choices that feel mysterious. Fear of success, failure, love, or responsibility often underlies self-sabotage, though we may only dimly recognize its influence. While fear evolved to protect us from genuine threats, our nervous systems can learn to fear things that aren't actually dangerous. These unconscious fears manifest through behavioral patterns: perfectionism preventing completion, chronic procrastination, persistent disorganization, debilitating social anxiety, and inability to commit. When thoughts or feelings create stress, the automatic self resorts to defenses that modulate anxiety, usually by stuffing away or transmuting unacceptable emotions. Procrastination stands as perhaps the most universal form. In the 1970s, less than 5% of Americans felt procrastination was significant. Today, that figure has climbed to 20-25%. The dread of doing a task uses up more time and energy than doing the task itself. Starting with just 5 minutes of focused work, strictly ignoring distractions, then taking a short break helps overcome initial resistance. Mindfulness, the ability to observe yourself calmly, objectively, and compassionately, emerges as a powerful antidote, improving emotional regulation, decreasing reactivity, and literally rewiring neural pathways for greater resilience. Repressed anger doesn't vanish. It emerges through disguised behaviors toward inappropriate targets. Many work diligently to please authority figures, but feel perpetually unrecognized, creating unconscious anger that surfaces as chronic lateness, half-hearted work, forgotten commitments, or passive resistance. Common patterns include the bad attitude that refuses instructions simply because they're instructions, defiant pseudo-independence from early trauma, or bullying that masks fear of weakness. Behind many nice personas lurks deeply buried anger. These individuals employ reaction formation, doing precisely the opposite of their unconscious desires. Self-destruction often stems from impossibly high standards. When we inevitably fail, we become angry with ourselves, creating cycles of self-punishment. Binge eating in strict dieters represents temporary escape from constant self-scrutiny, frequently accompanied by a harsh inner critic originating from parents who seemed impossible to please. Addressing misplaced anger requires prevention, identifying root causes, assertiveness training, speaking up before needs become overwhelming, and values clarification, examining whether expectations align with true fulfillment. When both your automatic and conscious self believe you're special and exempt from normal rules, self-destruction follows. This entitlement appears dramatically in celebrities who overdose or politicians who philander, but also subtly in ordinary daily choices. The underlying paradigm, "I'm special," creates a closed loop where failure is blamed on others. Grandiosity often masks deep vulnerability rooted in childhood. When parents are unavailable, depressed, or intolerant, children miss crucial opportunities to develop healthy self-esteem. As adults, they develop entitlement as a defense against feeling powerless, creating artificial superiority to compensate for insecurity. Entitled people develop predictable patterns, viewing effort as weakness, never accepting success, overindulging in substances, compulsive spending, chronic conflicts with authority, one-sided relationships, and dramatic acting out when denied. Many actually have consciences, creating a vicious cycle. When they cheat or manipulate, guilt and shame accumulate into self-loathing. They defend against this through increasingly elaborate denial, which paradoxically makes them act more entitled to escape their feelings. This cycle continues until they face underlying pain or experience severe consequences forcing change. Self-hate operates unconsciously, dividing the self where one part feels hatred, disgust, or shame toward another. This cancer of the soul manifests as self-sabotage in careers, relationships, and growth. Daily signs include waking with self-critical thoughts, avoiding mirrors, harsh self-talk, feeling unworthy of love, obsessive rumination about social missteps, and self-sabotaging near success. Often rooted in childhood, children who felt unloved or abused develop particularly entrenched self-hatred, blaming themselves rather than facing the terrifying reality that their protectors aren't protecting them. While guilt concerns specific actions, shame encompasses entire self-worth, the difference between "I made a mistake" and "I am a mistake." This shame-based identity creates self-handicapping, chronic procrastination, extreme perfectionism, and severe social anxiety. In relationships, it creates reinforcing patterns, partnering with critical mirrors of self-hatred or unconsciously testing partners to trigger expected rejection. Recovery begins by recognizing self-hate before it does damage, exposing thoughts to mindful awareness. Like vampires, these feelings can't survive in light. Their underlying beliefs are too absurd to withstand rational examination. Willpower strengthens like a muscle. Exercising self-discipline in one area improves it everywhere. The greatest secret is making good behaviors automatic through habit formation. People with high self-control report less stress because they handle routine matters semi-automatically, preserving willpower for important decisions. The undertow represents the force sabotaging recovery just as we feel safe, gaining power from neural pathways etched by bad habits. While we build new pathways through practice, old ones remain accessible. To protect against the undertow, practice mindfulness and willpower daily until automatic. Recognize stress triggers and intrusive thoughts as just noise. Approach self-knowledge with compassionate curiosity. Even faking it till you make it creates virtuous circles. Pretending to be kind gradually changes self-image as new neural pathways form. Lasting control requires facing distorted paradigms and acknowledging damage done. Grieve missed opportunities without excessive self-blame, making amends where possible. This recovery demands lifelong commitment. Old circuits remain dormant but ready for reactivation. Though the undertow always waits, vigilance itself becomes automatic with practice. Your brain isn't your destiny, it's your canvas. Every choice reshapes your neural architecture.